This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. I'm Elizabeth Stewart Severy. The Aspen Public Radio news team is providing live updates from the Lake Christine Fire in Basalt. Tune in every half hour for ongoing coverage. The size of the fire is now estimated at 4,900 acres, and reporter Wyatt Orm has been at both evacuation centers today and is following development of this story. Wyatt is on the line. Hi, Wyatt. Can you hear me?
Hi, Elizabeth. Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So, Wyatt, tell me, where are you now and what are you seeing?
I'm currently parked by the Basalt Post Office on Highway 82. I just pulled off really quickly. I'm watching two helicopters kind of go back and forth to the river where they're refilling their buckets and flying kind of towards Basalt Mountain and putting out fires up in there.
So, Wyatt, you can actually see the helicopters refilling buckets in the river?
I can't. No, I can't. I can't see them directly doing that, but I do see them kind of descend and then pick back up once their buckets are filled, and then they head back towards Basalt Mountain. What I'm looking at, I mean, you know, earlier today we wouldn't have been able to see Basalt Mountain. There was so much smoke. There's considerably less smoke as I look across the hillside. You know, you can definitely see where the fire has hit kind of its hardest. There's a bunch of bare hillsides with kind of, you know, burnt sticks, and then where the brush starts, the fire hasn't quite got to that just yet. I'm looking across, and there are looks like four or five kind of hot pockets that are still burning pretty considerably. But as of right now, there's at least is considerably less smoke. That's not exactly the case over on the El Jebel side. If I were to keep going down Highway 82 towards Glenwood Springs, in El Jebel, it's kind of like the scene in El Jebel today is what it was in Basalt yesterday. There are dozens and dozens of people out watching the fire. A lot of hands on heads, kind of just totally aghast at what they're seeing.
So you can still see flames from the El Jebel side.
I just saw a lot of smoke. I was driving. Okay. I was driving up to Basalt. I didn't see flames. I can't say that I saw flames, but there's so much smoke over there. It's pretty obvious evidence of just how much the fire has spread.
Right, and we've heard about the air quality advisories that have come as a result of that smoke in Eagle and Garfield counties, as well as the people who have been evacuated in the Missouri Heights area. Wyatt, have you spoken with people at the shelters who are concerned about their homes and wondering when they might be able to hear some updates?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone, as I've been on my computer trying to refresh and get the latest information, a lot of people have come up to me and asking when they'll be able to go back to their homes. I think it's pretty clear that this is still a very active situation, and so people should sort of manage their expectations as far as the earliest that they can get back into their homes. I will say, though, Elizabeth, I did, as I was leaving the Basalt High School where there is an evacuation site, I did feel a few raindrops. So I can't promise that it'll start pouring down rain, but that's at least a small hopeful sign.
Yeah. So I was seeing that there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms and rain showers primarily after 3 p.m. Is it cloudy?
It's cloudy, but it's hard to distinguish that from just kind of, you know, the smoky, kind of the gray smokiness that's kind of enveloped the valley because of the fire.
Right. Great. Well, thank you, Wyatt, for your updates. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking with you as the story develops.
Sounds good.